Now let's look a little more closely at what should be good news for Afghanistan's future, the reports that Afghanistan has huge deposits of valuable minerals. Natural resources can lead to conflict, though, as well as corruption, and they can leave poor citizens even poorer. Economists call this the resource curse. Some think they may have a cure. Hannah Jaffe Walt of our Planet Money team has more.
Here's the pitch. Take all that money that comes in from lithium in Afghanistan or oil in Nigeria or Iraq or natural gas in Bolivia. Take all that money and give it to the citizens. Literally, a government official sits down with piles of cash, maybe some international oversight, and divvies the money up. Sort of like Alaska does with oil money every year, although they just hand out a portion of the money. Tad Moss is talking all of it, every last cent. He's with the Center for Global Development in Washington, D.C.
In the immediate term, you would get an immediate welfare boost. But what we would also hope is that the expectation that they would receive this on a regular basis would create an intense amount of public demand for accountability from the government. And if you received, you know, $500 last year and this year it's only $400, you know, you're going to ask some pretty hard questions.
Tad Moss has a wingman in this cause, Arvind Subramanian. He's also an economist with the Peterson Institute. Tad has been pitching the idea to Ghana, where they just discovered oil. Arvind took Nigeria. And the thing that excites Arvind Subramanian the most is that this plan most likely leads to taxes. Sweet, sweet taxes to remind government who is boss. With oil money or lithium money, governments don't need to tax the people. But if the money goes to the people, Subramanian says, then they do.
Taxation is the glue that connects the government and citizens. Because people don't like being taxed, there's pressure on the government to spend the money well from the taxes. Otherwise, in a democratic system, they won't get elected.
So you get a government that wants to please the citizens, not the mining companies.
And there will be teething trouble, but, you know, what I imagine might...
Did you say teething trouble?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, setting up a system, you know, you will have trouble initially.
Ah, the teething trouble. Actually, there are two big teething troubles with this plan, otherwise known as virtually insurmountable obstacles. The first one comes up right away. Last fall, Tad Moss went to Ghana to excitedly pitch this new idea. And just listen to how a very polite director of the Institute of Economic Affairs in Accra, Jean Mensah, just listen to her summarize the public response.
It sounded quite interesting. I must say that most people felt that Ghana as a country was not there yet. It was difficult to tell who was a Ghanaian and who was a non-Ghanaian because we don't have a database of Ghanaian citizens. There's a lot of confusion.
If you have no national database, no census, and maybe no strong banking system, it can be hard to evenly distribute billions of dollars to millions of individuals. That's teething problem number one. Number two, remember Arvind Subramanian was trying to make the case to Nigeria? How'd that go?
Not very well, I'm afraid, because I think there is a kind of basic problem with this proposal, which is that if the current guy in power does not want to give up power, then my idea has no hope of succeeding.
Why would you do that? Why do you have government?
This is Dr. Emmanuel Egboga. He's presidential advisor on petroleum matters in Nigeria.
If you give it to the people, do you understand that the government builds roads, builds schools, hospitals, schools, does everything. And the government has to have revenue. And the government is using that revenue to do all this.
The thing about this hand out the money to the people plan is that it is trying to solve a problem economists have not been able to solve so far. We know that countries that have strong democracies and government accountability are able to get richer. But that has mostly happened organically or was written into the Constitution from the start. What we don't know is how to take countries that don't have those things and make government feel accountable, create democracy where it does not already exist. This might be the answer, but if it is, we don't know it yet, because so far, no one has signed up. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.